from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Here's a play to play. He is out! Oh, he is out! What a play by Derek Jeter!
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
A nice thing. 11:27 back on The Fan. BT and Sal back off the fourth. And red hot about these Yankees who look absolutely broken. Get back to these calls here. 888-808-1019. First up, though, a little Monday matinee for the Metsies. The lineup at your request, sir. Lindor, Nimmo, Alvarez. I love Francisco in the three spot. I really do. Lindor, Nimmo, Alvarez. Pete in the number four spot. The lone Met All-Star. Vientos, five. Torin, six. Iglesias is number seven. McNeil, Bader. And then Christian Scott.
Out of that lineup.
On the mound.
Out of that lineup, give me the who you think is the most impactful Mets so far. Like, just pick them out.
I think it's Alvarez. I know the stats aren't there fully because he missed a ton of time. I think Alvarez has changed everything about the Mets.
Correct. I just want to hear impactful, and then let's see when
Alvarez, in an order or no order?
No order.
Okay, gotcha.
I just want to see when we get to Pete.
Gotcha. Well, this is easy. So Alvarez is up there. Vientos is absolutely up there. Lindor is definitely up there. More recently, Nimmo was up there. I would say... I mean, geez, it's going to sound like I'm just picking on Pete. You want to go Iglesias?
Yes, I do. I was waiting for you to get to that.
I mean, honestly.
1,000% he's been more impactful. How could you argue that he hasn't?
I'm not.
So outside of McNeil, I mean, I can even throw in Torrens, but we'll be fair here.
Bader's been pretty good.
Bader's been good all year long and clutch. Pete would be almost last on the list. It'd be McNeil last, and finally Jeff McNeil has woken up this year. It's nice to see him try to join the party here.
Try to trade him? I would
1,000% trade him. Couldn't get him out of here fast enough. So, like, of the lineup, Alonso and McNeil are the two least impactful Mets during this resurgence. I'm not trying to disrespect Pete, because his season is whatever. Like, it's not like it's an awful season. Was he at 18 home runs?
I'm checking out something.
Yeah, he's got 18 homers. I think he's got almost 50 RBI, which, by the way, is below for him. It's below his, if it projected out, 18 homers. I think he's got almost 48, almost 50 RBIs.
Below 800. Oh, my God.
And if you measure that out over, you know, times two, although it's beyond the halfway point.
For sure.
It's not good enough. For his standards.
Well, that's what I'm looking at here. I wanted to get the projected totals here. I knew where he was at ballpark. I didn't know if he had 17 or 18 home runs. So if I told you, because we spent so much time on Soto and the early season stuff with, you know, Judge's struggles, contract year for Torres, and then we get to the Mets stuff. Well, contract season for Pete. And at the end of the season, Pete Alonso would strike out almost 150 times, which is what he's on pace for, have 33 home runs and 88 RBIs.
That's brutal.
That is awful. 88?
That's all-star?
That's what he's
talking about. Not
for.
Having a feel for anything involved with the Mets. Like, it just shows you this stuff is bullcrap. Pete Alonso might be the most popular Met.
I don't even think he's the most popular Met.
He might, well, nationally.
You think he is?
Who is?
Oh, nationally? That's a better question for Met fans. Nationally, it might be Pete because of the home run prowess.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Right, so he's a better home run hitter.
But I feel like Lindor, here's where I'm going to push back, I guess, on myself, what I just said. When I watch the Mets nationally, and whenever they're on nationally, I do, unless they're on Apple, I don't think digging for it, or one of the other streamers. I'm talking about ESPN, right, or Fox on Channel 5. The devotion and the depth in which they the announcer's approach to Lindor versus Alonso is startling.
Yeah.
Like, you listen to a Smoltz or somebody else about Lindor, and I know I've been critical about Lindor over the years, but they go so much deeper into what he means to the Mets and his all-around talent. Like, it's when it's Alonso, it's just like, he's a home run guy. That's right. That's really all they say.
Well, they should.
There's nothing else to say.
And now the big thing is Lindor established himself as a star in this game with Cleveland. But now in 4 years with the Mets, he's yet to make an all-star team, a single all-star. He's been snubbed. He is their best player, especially this year. Like, defensively, come on, Francisco Lindor. He steals bases. He hits with power. He drives and runs. He's been clutch as of late. He's an excellent defensive player. He's going to win a gold glove this year. Yeah. And Pete, they're like, come on, Pete doesn't... He hasn't done anything. He's not as impactful as he used to be at all. The fact that they would make him an all-star is ridiculous.
All right, Sal. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal, all the fan Yankee issues. We've got the Mets as well.
Oh, your mic is not working again.
It's not working. There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Jeez. What was that, 10th? That was like the longest time, right?
I was like, seconds? Is his mic on? If it doesn't sound like it is, then Boyle wanted to turn on. I guess it wasn't working.
The Bull Francesa pretty soon start yelling at people. Put my mic
Put
on.
Put my mic on!
Frank, who was he yelling at? Was that Ray? No, that was our engineer buddy. Steve, who was that?
Oh,
was it Apria?
I don't know.
Yeah, Frankie in Richfield, Connecticut. Frank, what's going on? BT and Sal.
Hey, guys, good show. I don't call that often. I just waited maybe about an hour, but it's good because I went through bad service because the parkway was backed up just like it always is in Connecticut. Anyway, I couldn't agree more. There's a few things. There's one thing that I've never heard anybody say about the start, maybe because of Soto. But they do what they always do. They beat up on the bad teams. The minute they start facing good competition, it's like the playoffs. They stop hitting. And the pitching has gone south because I heard Susan say this, and I've been thinking about this for quite a while. She said the other day, you can't pitch the way you want to pitch when you're afraid to even give up one run because the team's not scoring. And the other thing I was going to tell you was I knew the 14-4, as wonderful as it was for Ben Rice, was the kiss of death. I said, watch them lose 2-1 tomorrow. And it turns out I was generous. They scored nothing.
Yeah, it's typical bully Yankees. I talked about this last week, BT. They're a bully team. Things are going well. Everything's great. Things are going wrong. And, nobody's going to get a hit. Come on. It's tiring. Oh, enough with this. Build a better team. I just can't fault the manager for this particular stuff. In this case, to me, Aaron Boone is the least of their issues.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I thought that for a long time. I no longer think that. I don't think he's as big of an issue as Cashman has been. But the Yankees, listen, hey, this is the unchecked, unfiltered reality of the Yankees. They have now taken on the personality of their manager. And it's too docile in terms of, you know, accepting. I know they don't want to lose. I understand that. They're pros. They have pride. But they've got to show it more. And their manager always after a game when they look bad and busted and broken and disoriented and not engaged, He makes excuses. And I don't care what line of business you're in, when you hear your boss offer context repeatedly as to why his subordinates and the employees are not doing their job well, eventually you're going to say, yeah, he's right. We'll be fine. That seeps into the situation. the Yankees culture is not a good one right now. It's just not.
But Boone is as fiery as a manager as there is in the game.
Well, to me, you just call the Yankees bullies, right?
Yeah.
In terms of their offense.
Mm-hmm.
And I know what you mean. You're not wrong. To me, Aaron Boone is a bit of a bully as a manager. Yeah, he'll light up some umpire when there's no recourse there. He's going to get the thumb. And I do respect him fighting for his team. I love when he does that. But there is a maddening inconsistency with how he applies that fire to his team. Anybody could bark at balls and strikes. Get on a 24-year-old kid for not running in public once in a while.
But that's just
never.
Not his style. He did bench him.
Well, then
him.
His style's not good enough.
But he did bench him.
Yeah, 3 years too late.
Well.
He's already who he is, Glaber.
But it's not just Glaber.
Oh.
You know, Boone's move guys up and down the order. You know, some would say, oh, well, you got to leave Volpe there. You're afraid to mess with him. Hey, he realized, you know what, we got a problem here. I got to move him down. Or moving Verdugo up to the four spot earlier in the year. Like, Boone has done, I feel like he's doing all he can to make this team the best. They just don't have the horses.
That's why I say we're both right. I know that they are short of star power. I mean, to get the Yankees, once you get past 2 and 3, to string together like 3 or 4 or 5 quality at-bats in a high-leverage situation is like trying to fly to the moon. It's impossible. I mean, between expanding the zone, popping up, striking out. I mean, I understand that the days of the Grinders, the Brociuses, the Posadas, not even mention the superstars on the team, even the Posada was one of them. I mean, those guys, you know, the Duncans, the guys who can do what I just said, grind out the at-bats when it's necessary, those days are long gone. I understand
for
that.
For the Yankees, you're talking about?
Are you talking about the Yankees?
Yeah, I'm just going to say, because did you watch the 9th inning yesterday with the Mets?
Yes, I did.
Chapman?
Iglesias. They did a good job.
Well, it just does play to your point a little bit. Like, Iglesias, not that he's the greatest guy ever, but he went into that at-bat. The guy was like Juan Soto in the at-bat, just grinding it out. He was on a mission, fouling off the fastball, and just locked in. Whereas you don't see that with the Yankees. I thought we were supposed to have the Soto effect up and down that order.
I was just thinking that. The Soto effect was a real thing for a minute, and then it dissipated. It flamed out a bit. I don't know why. I understand baseball's hard, but it shouldn't. Baseball's it's the hardest sport to me outside of golf. And I think people would even say baseball's harder because, you know, trying to hit a ball that's firing at you and moving, sometimes 20 inches at a blistering rate of speed rather than a stationary ball. I think both are really, really, really hard.
Well, you said sport, though. Golf's not really a sport.
I can't get into that.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying golf's not really. You're not playing against anybody.
No, but it is, though. No.
Golf is a sport?
Yeah.
You're not playing against anybody.
So when Phil Mickelson came in second place to Tiger Woods, he wasn't playing against Tiger Woods?
Nah, you're playing against yourself. Like, nobody's trying to stop you.
Well, it's actually, in a lot of ways, you're going to pull me into this for a second, aren't you? In a lot of ways, to me, golf is the toughest for this regard because, you know, you talk about literature and you talk about, like, the human condition. It's got everything.
Right.
It's got man versus man because you're battling yourself.
Right.
It's got man versus elements. And it's got man versus self, man versus man versus elements. It's got everything. The wind, the terrain, the undulation.
I agree with man versus self, or whatever, person versus person.
Yep. And that applies to a lot of things,
person
by
versus
the way.
Self, or person versus element, sure, but not person versus person because nobody's trying to stop you. Like Tiger's not sticking, you know, taking his club and trying to knock the ball away from Phil.
You want to create a new sport?
Yeah.
Violent golf?
Yeah. Gawky.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's like golf, but hockey. You know what I mean?
Cocky. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. More exciting than the Yankees these days. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal, all the pay. Get back to these calls coming up.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.